Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And you know, I've got a heavy heart today. I'm not gonna lie, it was a rough night, as it was for many of us, I'm sure. But we're gonna talk about it today on this podcast, where we look at God's word and we dig in for a few minutes. So today we're gonna really have a deep chat that might upset some, and I want you to evaluate why. This is Five by the Fire. Well, you guys, we are in dark times as a nation, and in my perspective, as a church. We are under attack, and we have been for some time. And at the time of this recording, it is the morning of January 7th, and I'm waking up realizing that last night wasn't a nightmare. It was reality, where we witnessed an angry mob storming the Capitol, stirred up and sent by our commander-in-chief to challenge the results of our democratic process, stating that, you know, they only respond to strength and that we must be tough. Y'all, this isn't a Republican versus Democrat issue. This isn't a conservative versus liberal issue. This isn't a race issue. This is the devil manifesting his work to tear us apart at the deepest level. Character matters. Words matter. So I choose mine carefully here. I cannot pretend that our president isn't at best indirectly responsible for things like the events that happened at the Capitol. And at worst, possibly the most dangerous president in my history. The church needs to clearly and unequivocally unyoke ourselves from this man that caused the terrorists storming the Capitol very special, loved people. With 2 weeks left in his term, can we finally say enough is enough? We need to begin the work of repenting as a church for the destruction we brought upon this country and begin the long, painful work of healing the wounds. Saul, your time is over. Now, no one man or woman on this earth can fix this country, not Joe Biden and not Donald Trump. We desperately need God. Jesus is the answer. No party has the answers to what ails our country. As Democrats celebrate the swing of power, the church must realize that very much like the Republican Party, the Democrats do not hold the key. We have to be people of truth, love, and righteousness. Right now, that is not what is on display. So church, people of God, we must rise up and be the light. Ronald Reagan referred to America as the city on the hill often, and I heard that echoed multiple times with people talking about the events of yesterday, asking us to reclaim who we are. But let us be clear, that is Jesus's call to the church. We just read it 2 days ago in Matthew 5. The church is the light of the world. We need to do some spiritual untangling and recognize that America is not the people of God. Church, we have work to do. Rebuking lies with the truth in love for righteousness' sake. Putting first God's kingdom above these broken earthly kings and kingdoms. Living our life grounded in his word and refusing to prop up sandcastles as our hope for salvation. Let us look to Matthew 7 today and do away with haughty judgmentalism, yet being aware of the dangers of false prophets in our midst, determining to focus on knowing our Lord more intimately, abiding in him, trusting that the fruit born from that will be good fruit, fruit of the Spirit. Let us enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Following Jesus is simple, but so hard. But this is the way. Let us now ask, seek, and knock together. This prayer is just the beginning of a day. I hope that you will decide to set aside to the best of your ability for prayer and fasting. This is the work of the people of God. This is the work that our country can't do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we desperately need you right now. And when I say we, I don't really mean this country. I mean this church. Father God, you have sent into this country your church. Now, would you empower us to recognize where we've fallen and to reclaim victory in you, to reclaim life in you, to reclaim our hope being in you, trusting in you, to repent for the ways that we've sold ourselves out to the highest political bidder, to repent for the ways that we've turned a blind eye to the evils within our midst, to the evils within those that we've aligned ourselves with politically, to the evils within our own parties, whether Democrat or Republican. Lord God, can we repent right now as a church for the ways that we've turned away from you and put other things above your kingdom? Do the work in our hearts, Lord God. And keep us in this place of prayer throughout the rest of this day. Keep us in this continual mindset of repenting and requesting, seeking your help to be bridge builders, speaking truth and love for your sake, Jesus. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen.